So he just went and grabbed his headphones. We got to address why he's mad at us, though.
Okay.
Just get it over with, rip the band-aid off. Because I don't, it's uncomfortable, and I don't want him to be mad at either of us, especially for
especially when we didn't do anything.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
it's pretty crazy. All right. Well, we can hop in. You want to hop into big stories, or you want to hop into Hoppy?
Well, he just went to go grab his headphones real quick, but.
Maybe he had to go a long way, though. What did he come back in for?
Well, he said he had to leave because he was over his hours. Had to watch his hours.
Oh,
and I went, oh,
that sucks.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Alrighty. And for those of you who don't know, Hoppy is mad at Johnny and I, and we'll let him tell why, but we didn't do anything. And I only found this out because I saw it was Corey Cardinal and Ryan downstairs one day, and I said hello to them, and Ryan looked at me like he wanted me dead. And I was like, uh-oh, what's going on? So we can address it now. He's got his headphones on. Ryan, why are you mad at Johnny and I?
I'm not mad at anybody.
Oh.
Let me turn on your mic. You say you're not mad at anybody.
No.
Okay, because so remember I saw you a few weeks ago downstairs, and it was you and Corey, and I went, hey, man. And you looked at me, like I said, like you wanted me dead. And I said,
something's going on. Listen, I'm not doing any argument. I've been here a half a decade. I'd like to think I've proved my point where I'm not doing any more arguments. So
we're not doing an argument. I just want to figure out why you're mad at us.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, what's going on?
You already sound pretty apprehensive. Like, no, we heard from multiple sources that you were mad at us.
I'm not mad at anybody.
Oh.
I mean, you sound mad now.
No, it's just this is just irritating.
It is irritating. I agree. But we just want
to. It's the first time we talked about it.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that, because I had heard, so after this happened, I did some digging, and I found out that there was a rumor that you had thought that we had something to do with you not being able, for you not be able to record Hoppy Hour in studio anymore, or at the station.
And it wasn't a rumor I began, it was a rumor I heard from multiple people.
Oh, okay, so
people.
That's interesting. That's what I
wanted
to get to.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of that.
Matter,
I can assure, no, it does matter, and I assure you, Ryan, that has not true.
Okay,
would
cool.
Never
I
do
don't
that.
Care. My show's doing better now, so I got a producer and a co-host, and I heard you guys talk about me last week, so I don't really care. I'm not.
Yeah, we talked about you because we heard that somebody told you that we had something to do with you not being able to use the studio, which is ridiculous.
Nonsense.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, there's
because you guys would never like barge into the room when I was doing the show or film social media outside of it when I was doing it. Or doing impersonations.
How many years ago was that when I used to have fun with you?
A year ago. What I'm saying is,
9 months a year ago, I barged into your studio while
you
were doing
it.
You
did
it
multiple times when you'd be here at night.
Show me proof.
Okay.
Hey, Hoppy. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
How about you take your headphones and you bounce? How about that? Because I'm not doing this. You're not gonna lie on my goddamn show. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it and make you feel better about a lie that you were told by multiple people, which is BS too.
And I also
love
you.
To hear the names of these people.
I also love your impersonation of me.
Because it's the only thing you have. You don't have content. You have a dumb personality that people make fun of. There's something. Yeah. You want a fact?
And you're
that's
the P.T. Barnum of the bone.
Yeah, am I really? I have a show 6 days a week. Bounce, you big, tall dork. Go smash your fruit in the hallway. Turn his mic off. What a loser. What an idiot. Get out of here. Bounce.
That was not productive. That's not how
he was a dick before we even talked to him.
Yeah, I know he was. He came in aggressive, I know.
Well, yeah, first of all, he tried to say he couldn't do hours even though they had him scheduled to work with us. He just didn't want to work with us.
Well, that's
I'm the
exactly,
P.T.
Yeah.
Barnum?
What does that
mean? P.T. Barnum? A circus? I run a circus?
I guess. I don't
know,
man.
What a dork. Oh, my show's better now. I don't care about your podcast. I don't care about it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. This is interesting because that's what I wanted to find out. Multiple people have told them. Who the hell?
No, they haven't. No, they haven't.
No, I bet you they did. I bet you
no,
there's a certain contingent.
It was one. Maybe one person told him that, and they were lying. They lied to him.
And for him just to believe that and run with that, that's scary.
So,
I mean,
he's aggravated? He's aggravated? Try being me, Hoppy. Try being somebody that actually has talent that's been on the station for 7 years, Hoppy. Try that, you dummy. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that sucks, though. I was hoping that we'd be able to get to the end of it and just, squash it.
I wanted to squash it. You know, I don't like, number one, I don't like anybody having animosity towards me and towards us. but especially when it's BS, when it's completely untrue.
So unreasonable. Now, as far as you know, teasing him, yeah, I think you have teased him in the past.
But as far as barging in on his podcast, that was way back in the BDRS days. He used to record while we were doing the BDRS, and when I would go on break, it was something that I would do just to kind of have fun with him. As I'd walk in and go, "Hey, what are you doing in here, Hoppy?" And then he'd go, "Oh, Johnny B's here." And then I would say a couple of words on his podcast, and then I would leave. It was like, you know, kind of a reoccurring little thing. And I didn't think it was upsetting him. I thought that he liked it. He would laugh. Everything was funny about it. But you're talking 4 years ago, you know, like a long time ago, not 9 months ago. I barged in on his podcast 9 months ago. When do I have time to do that? Never. Yes, I have recorded on my Instagram story in the hallway when he's screaming and ranting, because I think it's funny that he's screaming and ranting and you could hear it in the hallway. I've done that once or twice. But show me proof where I barged in on his podcast 9 months ago or a year ago. He doesn't have any, because it's a lie. And for him to say multiple people said that, it's BS. It's absolute BS.
It might not be. It could very well be true.
I don't think so. I really don't. And I would love to hear names. Show
me
receipts.
That's what I'd like.
Tell me who's saying this stuff. That way I can handle it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I would like to know if there's somebody talking a bunch of smack to people behind my back. Because that right there is a bigger crime than anything. Yeah. Because it's not supposed to happen like that.
Well,
and it does.
The thing with conspiracy theories is that there has to be a motive for these things. We have no motive to have him stop doing his podcast here. I don't think you care. I recorded my podcast here quite often, too.
Don't
I
don't care. It doesn't
No, I know, Johnny. That's
it doesn't
what I'm
affect
saying.
My life. That's the thing. It doesn't affect me.
That's what I'm saying, though. But for him to think that he doesn't that there's a conspiracy against him from us, like
it's
I want to be able to record my podcast here too. Sometimes I wouldn't want podcasts not allowed to be recorded here. You know what I mean? Like it'd be quite the opposite of that. I don't give a crap. You know, I mean Ryan.
Don't care.
I've known Ryan for many years, and he's.
I don't
he's
care.
A good
remember?
Kid.
Remember when? Remember when Craig used to work on the station?
Yeah.
And he recorded a podcast. And
I do,
the same thing happened with him. Something happened where he wasn't allowed to record his podcast anymore. And same thing. It wasn't me. You know why? Because I didn't care what Craig did. I don't care what Hoppy does. As long as it doesn't affect my show, I don't care what anybody on the station does. I don't care what their hobbies are. I don't care what their favorite food or restaurant. I don't care what they think about me. I've learned over the years that if it doesn't affect me, it doesn't matter to me. I used to let things bother me around there years ago, and I just don't care. And even back in the day, I really wouldn't care what Hoppy was doing. I really wouldn't. I don't care about his podcast at all.
Right.
And nobody would even know about his podcast if it wasn't for Mike Calta giving him the rub years ago. Years ago. That's how he got viable guests on his show. That's how he got the best of the Bay, so we can keep telling people he's an award-winning podcaster. It's that's how. And I'm sorry if that hurts, if he's listening, and he probably is right now because he cares so much about what everybody says about him. That's a fact, and I'm sorry. That's from P.T. Barnum himself. Your podcast is doo-doo, okay? Yeah. It's doo-doo. It is. I don't care. I don't care if I get in trouble. Suspend me. I don't care. He was a jerk off to me first for no reason. Yeah.
Well, I know you and him have, you know, your back and forth. He left you alone that one time when he was supposed to be.
Yes,
to watch
before
Howard.
He even before the rumor came out that we had something to do with this podcast not being able to be recorded, he was a dick to me before that, and I just let it slide. You know what I mean? I go, whatever, man. Like if you don't like me, you don't like me.
You would think he want as much mic time as he possibly can. I would.
Yeah.
This is a good opportunity on a daytime show to get some time in. But I don't know. He's big.
He's
time,
probably
big
too
time,
good you know. For that. He's
I
probably
guess so.
Too good for that.
Here
he
so.
Gets to be behind the board now for the Mike O show. He gets to be behind the board, board opping for a lot of shows now that a lot of people are broadcasting from home. He gets a lot of opportunities to be behind the board. And it's because he's good at running the board, okay? He's a good background player. But I guess somewhere down the line, he got a big head. And I don't know why. You know, in this industry, it's really good to be humble because it'll humble your ass really fast. But I don't know.
Well, somebody
I've
got
tried
in his head.
I tried to be nice to him.
Somebody got in his head and dropped some rumors, and he went ahead and just believed it because he's.
Then why wouldn't you, as a grown ass man, why wouldn't you say something to us? Why wouldn't you say, "Hey guys, what's the deal? Why would you do that?" You know, I don't get it.
Well, that's what you should do, just to squash something. But yeah, you know, that's how this building is. What can you say?
Just hold grudges, man. Yeah. I guess. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025 Well, we already paid enough attention to that. It's a shame. It really is. It would have been nice to have a phone screener today, and it's weird that, you know, we don't have an issue with Corey or with you know, Spencer or any of these other guys that are board ops and that have been around the station for a long time. You know, I don't get it.
Well, it's too bad because I was looking forward to just squashing the whole thing because
that's what I wanted.
It was easily just like, no, dude, that's not true. And, oh, okay. Well, somebody told me, and we could have just ended it today, and we could have got
before we even got the question out. Before we got the question out,
he
goes on
out of the gate.
He said, "I'm aggravated with all of this." I go, "We haven't even talked about it."
Yeah, we're aggravated with it too, getting accused of things that we didn't do.
Yeah, it's really, really crazy to me. Oh, and you know what? And I hope I get an email. I hope I get a phone call and I have to come into the office and I have to have Hoppy in the office with us. I would love to do that. That way we can really, really hash it out and have, you know, a boss in the room to mediate the whole thing. Because it's ridiculous. It really is.
Well, I'm very curious of who put that idea into his head.
That's what I want to know. And they need to be in the room too. That'd be amazing. So... 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Let's grab a couple phone calls before we get to the next segment with the big stories. Let's go to line one. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
It's a personality that you just love to make fun of.
This is probably the fake Marine. Hey, Marine. It sounds like
the
fake
this
one.
Now, this is the real one.
Okay.
Hoppy, I know because I know he's listening. Get some balls about you, bro. Go back in there and apologize or hash it out. There's no need to sit down in the offices. I don't want to hear about this crap. Although everything you just said, Johnny, I mean, it's all true. And I'm not in that business, but what I'm observing is pacification again. Get some balls about you, dude. Go in there and hash it out. Do it on the radio. Makes for good content. I enjoy it.
I wanted to squash it. I wanted him to understand that.
That was the idea of this whole thing.
Because you're a man. You're being a man about it. Just man up. If you felt that like somebody did something wrong to you, man up about it. And then at the end of this conversation, if you have to walk away from it, and you can't work it out, walk away. Be a man about it though.
Here's the thing. He was scheduled to be on the show with us. He was scheduled so we would have a phone screener. And then he told Will that he couldn't because he was over on hours. Okay, so I guess he went ahead and made a management decision on his own, which he's done to me before. And I just let it slide. I go, whatever, man. You know, I could do the show without a phone screener.
I don't know. I don't know how you guys are paid, but is he allergic to money? Because I'm not.
He'll mark his hours down.
Just do it. But I wanted to tell you, I saw that Joker picture that you put up. The one where I'm holding the 45 is a little bit better. But
Jesus
I gained you five listeners, so you're up to 21.
Bye, Rob.
And I just want to tell you,
Okay. All righty.
He's had such a good call. He ruined it.
Look, the
worst stuff about
Rob,
him. More so.
Yeah, the,
no, I don't like
the worst
picture.
Marine Rob is Marine Rob. Man, come on. We need to fake Marine Robs. You guys are so much better. Let's go to line two. Hey, you're on the Johnny B Show. What's up?
Hey, you know, he had the only wrong attitude possible in this situation because he must have wanted to believe it. Because anytime I get to listen to a factual correction, I am so keen. Let me figure out what really happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it feels a lot better when you can hash things out and squash a beef. At least for me, I don't like to hold grudges. I don't like to have people hold them against me. And if there's any way to talk it out like grown-ups and lift that weight off of your shoulders, that that anger you have that's weighing you down. I mean, that to me, that's the healthiest and best thing to do. And I wanted to do that today when I found out he was going to be here. I was like, oh, cool. We could finally talk this out and I could find out why he felt that way. And if somebody really did say that, I'd like to know who it was so we can get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I love correcting simple mistakes like that. It's so much fun to not be angry. You know, it's almost like the worst nonviolent event is someone believing an untruth about you. You know, I can't stand that, the feeling of that, you know.
Yeah,
anyway, all right,
I know.
Love you guys. I'm going to be hopeful. See ya.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, I was not nervous, but apprehensive about squashing his beef, and I figured it'd be a good opportunity. I don't get to see Ryan very often, and we could clear the air and get it over with, and he came in here with a crappy attitude immediately.
It's crazy. Like I've had beefs and issues with hosts of shows, and that's super stressful. You know what I mean? Because you know you're talking hierarchy. You're talking about people that are foundations of the station, and that to me is a lot more serious of a situation. And not to diminish his importance, but I'm sorry. You know what I mean? You're not a host of a show. You're not somebody that I consider, you know, an authority position. Like you're a board op, and you know you were supposed to be working on my show today, and you come in and act like a dick. So bounce. I'm sorry, but I don't have time for it. You know, I'm trying to do a good show on a Sunday afternoon for people driving around in their cars doing whatever they're doing. And I really just wanted to squash it. I thought it would have been good content. It would have been a feel-good story if we could have, just hashed it out and been buddies and had a good show. Did 3.5 hours of good radio instead of us talking about him for a half hour. Yeah.
Well,
hey, you know what?
That...
I'm glad that we motivated him to have a better podcast now, I guess. Because the way he made it sound was, you know, because of his anger towards us, he went out and hired a producer and he has a co-host and now he has the best podcast in Tampa. So I'm glad whoever lied to him and used us as fuel maybe will launch him into stardom, man. I hope it works out for
him.
And
that caller was right. He wants to believe it for some reason. That's
because he didn't like us before this.
I never got that vibe from him. I think he's let a lot of his work here go to his head. I think.
And here's the thing. Everybody does a Hoppy impression, but he's mad at me for doing one?
Yes.
What is that all about? Why don't he go at Galvin or go at anybody else that does a Hoppy impression?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, he wouldn't dare.
You have a unique voice, okay? People do it. I do impressions of a lot of people. You're not the only one. You know what I mean? I've done impressions of a cat named Mo since the day I met him. Everybody does one.
Right.
You know, so relax. Be glad that we're doing an impression of you, that your name's even being said. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, it sucks. Like, you know, I don't want any animosity with anybody here. I mean, we have a lot with a lot of people, but it's unfortunate. I never wanted that. And especially I like Ryan. I started, doing promotions with Ryan back in the day. And, you know, we've always had an okay relationship, a professional relationship. And, you know, we had the podcasting in common. We would talk about that when I saw him. Now he's just, he just came out. He wants to believe that you hate him for some reason.
Do you think that he would say something to another host on this station, like you're the P.T. Barnum of this station? Do you think he would say that to any?
No chance, no.
So why would he do that to me?
I don't know. Like, I think you should smack him next time you see him, frankly.
No, I'm not going to physically hit Ryan Hoppy. I don't physically hit anybody because I'm a grown-up. I'm a grown person. But to me, that's disrespectful in itself. I mean, why am I a lesser host? You know, is it because I'm the nighttime guy that I can have a board up insult me and say that
dude.
I'm?
It's a hierarchy.
Well, if it's hierarchy, then he should shut his damn mouth and not say that to me.
That's a good point.
Because I am higher. Yeah. If that's what you're saying, but I don't want to come off like that. I don't want to be like I'm your boss. I'm not his boss, but he should respect me. As somebody that hosts a show on the station, because I can't see him saying that to Drew or Mike or SBK or anybody else.
Never has a show. And you know what? P.T. Barnum sounds like something that somebody else said that he took and used, because I don't think he knows who P.T. Barnum is, frankly.
And you know what? The guy, I guess, P.T. Barnum ran the circus, Barnum and Bailey Circus. So, you know, in a way he's right, you know, because I am working, you know, in a circus like scenario a lot. So I get it. Yeah. I'm a nighttime radio guy. I'm working with a bunch of animals. I understand. And if that's your insult for me, good Lord, dude. Good Lord, I can deal with that one all day long. I'm insulted all the time.
You know who that? I don't even want to say it on air, but I'll text it to you.
Oh, yeah.
I know exactly who it is.
Just message it to me. Well, I could probably figure it out within two or three guesses, so it's fine. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. All right, let's.
You want to take this call and then go to break?
Yeah, well, let's grab one more call, and then we'll take a break and come back with big stories. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Johnny B.
Oh, FedEx Alex, what's up, buddy?
True. Hey, man, just letting you know, bro, I love this show, bro. Understand that. I love this show. And you are the man, bro. And right now with Ryan Hoppy, he's just being a little girl, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, I don't want to insult him. You know, I said a couple of things that I already feel bad about saying, you know, because I was just upset the way he came into my show with a dickhead attitude for no reason, you know, exactly. and that upset me. I'm sorry.
No,
and if I get in trouble for it,
I even heard it through his body, but he's kind of a little aggressive, bro. You know, what's up with him?
Yeah.
You know, you guys are being reasonable, trying to get answers, trying to solve a kind of problem, and he wants to get all aggressive. Like, you know, you feel the vibe, and he didn't want to be there. He didn't want to be working with you. You know what? He can go back to his podcast.
Don't do an impression of him. FedEx Alex, don't do that. I don't care. Yeah. You know what, man? I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this live on air right now. I think I deserve an apology from Ryan Hoppy. I think he owes me an apology. He came on my show, acted like a dick to me on my show, called me names on my show when all I wanted to do was talk to him and figure out why he was upset and get to the bottom of it. And I don't think he would have done that on anybody else's show. And offends me more than anything.
And you know what? I like your stuff, bro. So why is he doing that?
I don't know, man. All right. Well, thanks, Alex, man. Be safe out there, buddy.
Have a good one, bro. You too.
Yep, you too. Later. Mm-hmm. Need to get Alex a new phone, dude.
Yeah, he really does. I think he just talks into his, like, either kind of, like, squishes his phone. Because at the end, he sounded good.
Yeah, he's delivering FedEx all day long. So the guy's really, really hard worker. He's probably driving a big ass truck with the phone stuck to his face. So
we got one more call. You want to take that?
All right, yeah, let's grab it. Johnny B. Show, who is this?
Hi, this is Marine Rob.
Oh, thank God you called, Marine Rob. Jeez, add some levity to this show, will you?
Great show, Johnny, but I just want to let you know, maybe Hoppy's getting ideas from that Andrew guy, because I know they're good friends, and he might be bringing some drama to the table.
Who's that?
I don't know, man.
Who's Andrew?
Okay.
Yeah.
That guy that's fighting with Lashua.
Oh, yes.
That guy. Perhaps. You think that guy's
Him and Hoppy are besties. Anyway, great show. I hope you guys work it out.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Bye-bye. Bye. That's my second least favorite, Marine Rob.
The first one is Marine Rob.
Yeah, Marine Rob's the worst Marine Rob. And then the Mr. Mackey Marine Rob is the worst one, too. So, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go over all the big stories locally and beyond that are topping the news and give our take on it, which is usually going to be twisted and probably get us rode up if we're not getting that done.